Earlier this year, when President Trump signed the massive spending package into law, he also gave the go-ahead to the biggest overhaul of our country's foster care system in decades. Many of us may not have noticed, but those who work in Arizona's child welfare system certainly did. Beth Rosenberg with Children's Action Alliance is one of them, and she came into our studios recently to talk more about it. She says this has been a long time coming, and it essentially flips the current funding system on its head. Instead of focusing on funding group homes and congregate care systems for kids, it puts the emphasis on prevention and keeping families together. It's called the Family First Prevention Services Act, and Children's Action Alliance and others are holding a community conversation about it today, bringing together stakeholders from across the state. Here's Rosenberg with more.
Well, it's a big deal because it changes the funding structure for federal funds that come to the state for helping children who are abused and neglected. Prior to the law, we would get $4 for foster care services, but only $1 for prevention. So this is trying to turn it around to put more emphasis and federal resources into prevention programs, preventing kids from coming into foster care.
Right. So prevention, and it prioritizes keeping families together.
Yes.
Right? How is that played out? Like, you mentioned the funding, but there's also a lot of funding for prevention type services. What are we going to see?
It's basically kids who are in the attention of the Department of Child Safety. There's a report of abuse and neglect. They go out and investigate, and they look to see what's going on with the family and assessing that family to see whether there are services they can put in place in the home to keep that child from coming into foster care. And I think an important piece of this is that it's not only for birth families, but it's for kinship families that are taking care of kids. It's even for adoptive and guardianship families who have kids from foster care who they're having trouble with that family situation and they need some help.
Okay. And let's put this into context. We've been seeing the number of kids in foster care across the country rising, right? Largely, it seems, due to the opioid epidemic.
Yes.
Is this a response to that?
No. Actually, the federal fiscal structure has been looked at for over 20 years. We've been trying to change the law to do that. We had a good chance in 2016. It did not pass. And this was really a surprise. They resurrected the 2016 version of the bill with some tweaks, and they passed it in February of 2018, as you said.
Okay.
So we know that the federal resources were helping the foster care placements, but we know that we need more for prevention, and this is turning that around.
Sure. Okay. So as we look at prevention, keeping families together, that means that less funding will go toward things like group homes, right? And there are actually caps on the funding now for group homes.
Well, there's not caps per se, but basically there's emphasis on placing children with families. If they need to come into foster care, if you can't remedy the issues that are in the home and children need to come into foster care, we know from research that a family setting is best for the kids. Group care does not allow children oftentimes to have normal activities and normal environments. Staff change day to day. So this is emphasizing that we need to put more kids in family-like settings. And if a group home is required or any kind of congregate care, then it's for purposes of like mental health treatment.
Yeah. Okay. So in general, it sounds like If we're seeing more kids go into foster care because of things like the opioid epidemic, this could play out in the way that, like, if a parent is addicted and their kid ends up in the care or the custody of DCS here, then this would allow some federal funds to go toward helping that parent get some sort of treatment to get off of drugs?
Yes. In fact, the bill specifically allows parents and children to go into treatment together.
Hmm.
What I want to say about, even though the foster care numbers are rising around the country, the Department of Child Safety has really done a pretty good job in the last several years. Our numbers have decreased because we were one of the highest states in the country that, in terms of per capita, the number of kids in foster care, and we have really reduced that. So.
Right. So that might seem really counterintuitive, right? Like that if you have an addictive parent, you should get those kids out of that home. But research shows otherwise, right?
Right. And research shows that you can provide services to the family and the child. And we do some in-home services with some parents who have some substance abuse issues. So we can do that, and we can provide in-home services for those under this legislation.
Okay. So some states I know have been concerned about this in the sense that if they rely heavily on group homes, they're worried they won't have enough money to pay for them. Is Arizona one of those states?
I think we need to take a look at that. We're certainly spending a lot of money on group home care, and we have approximately 2,000 children that are in some kind of congregate care in Arizona. So we really need to reduce those numbers. The department has tried to work on that. So I think we're all happy to see that there will be some changes. And if you have to have group home care, that has to be evidence-based and treatment-oriented.
Okay. There have also been some concerns about what you mentioned, kinship caregivers, right? Which is usually grandparents or some other
right.
family member who takes in one of these children. Will they be eligible for payments under this new system?
Yes, they will be eligible for the prevention services pieces. They are now eligible, in fact, to be licensed as foster parents as well. But we have a lot of kinship families that are taking care of kids who are not licensed. Hopefully, this will move us towards more of those families getting licensed.
And it licensed, therefore, able to collect some money for
yes.
those kids.
Yes.
Okay. So how soon might we see this actually become implemented here in our state?
Well, the federal law allows states to implement it. At least the prevention services and the reduced numbers of kids in congregate care can start in October 2019. We don't believe Arizona, and I don't think the Department of Child Safety believes Arizona is ready for that. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. We have up until October 2021 to start implementing some of these things. And right now, that's sort of where we're looking at.
Yeah. So I guess a couple years down the line, this will become law. And I know I've talked to you in the past about the importance of keeping kids in families. What are your hopes for this? Is this really good news from your point of view?
Yes, I hope so. I think everybody who's advocated for these changes in the last 20 years believe that this will create a better, safer future for Arizona children. And that's really what we're looking for, everybody, I think.
All right. Beth Rosenberg is the Director of Child Welfare and Juvenile Justice Policy at the Children's Action Alliance. Beth, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for asking me.